This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Jacob. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Jacob, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Not sober.
All right, Jacob.
Let's see here. You're going to get something new. What do you want? A new sex partner, a new car, a new hometown, or a new job?
I mean, I would love to upgrade my truck, but I will go for new town to work in or new job, I guess.
What town are you working in now?
I am out of Puyallup, but I work all up and down Puget Sound.
Where would you like to live?
Well, if I could make the money, Montana, somewhere.
All right, okay. All right. Okay. Well, I don't know. It got really pricey there after Yellowstone.
Is that Wyoming or Montana?
Montana.
It is Montana. Okay. All right. Here is your question. How many sides does a heptagon have? A heptagon.
Heptagon?
Heptagon.
Is that nine?
Nine is a nonagon. A heptagon has seven sides.
Seven.
Okay.
All right. Your question. What popular 1990s toy was banned from the United States National Security Agency in the 1990s?
Just that one agency banned it?
National Security Agency said, look, man, I don't know why anyone there would have this toy there, but they said,
you can't come in here.
That toy cannot be in this building, cannot be in our headquarters.
For some reason, I want to say Legos.
I'll say one of those Nerf guns.
Let me...
It's got to have something to do with like a computer system or something, right?
Think Chinese made, like TikTok, right? The TikTok spying on everybody. That's the whole goal.
Teddy Rupskin.
Is it like the Furby?
It is the Furby. That is correct. They would not let the Furby. Yeah.
Okay.
Think about that, Lucy.
Yeah, Furby.
They thought it had a listening device in it?
Because it was Chinese made. It didn't espionage the whole thing. Okay. So they were convinced, you know, so we've upgraded to TikTok now. All right, your question. What city is home to the University of Oregon?
Let's go with, oh my gosh. I'm thinking of too many.
Well, it's on I-5.
It's on I-5, okay.
In the Willamette Valley.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't help very much. I've lived in Puget Sound my entire life.
South of Portland, south of Salem.
Well.
I mean, to say it on
I'm
TV.
Be like Megs and say Oregon City.
Eugene.
No, me, Steve.
Eugene. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
All right, Jacob. The Caspian Sea is not actually a sea. It's what type of body of water? Kind of funny when you say it out loud. It's not actually a sea, man. Totally cool.
It's pretty nice. It's caught on a bad day. It's not a sea.
A body of water, like a lake?
There you go.
Yeah, nice a lake.
A lake it is. Davis Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Tom, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
All right, Tom, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, what are you taking a brand new one of? Sex partner, car, hometown, or job?
Probably vehicle.
Vehicle. Okay, what's wrong with the one you had?
Oh, nothing, but it's just the best option of the four.
All right. You got a pretty good sex partner, Tom?
I've been married for 27 years.
Okay.
That is not what he asked you, but that was well answered. All right, Tom, here's your question. What is the capital of Turkey? I would accept gravy.
Ankara, I do declare.
Well done.
All right, before we let you go, man, a true or false question for you. True or false, basketball was created in Canada.
I'm going to say false.
So New York, wasn't it, or Massachusetts?
Massachusetts. So the misnomer is the guy that created it was, in fact, Canadian, but he was at a YMCA, I believe, trying to figure out something to do and created basketball. So this
right,
is all
the Peach Basket. Who is that? Because they give out the awards, too.
Is it Abner? No.
No. Doubleday is baseball.
Is Naismith.
Naismith. John Naismith.
Okay.
Big right, Dummy!
Springfield, Illinois, or Springfield, Massachusetts.
Springfield, Massachusetts, yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently Ted knows.
Well, Morgan Wooten from DeMath is one of the only high school coaches in the Basketball Hall of Fame.
That would explain. Hello, Debbie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, biatches.
Hola. Debbie, are you sober or not sober?
I'm a little bit too sober.
All right, Debbie, welcome to Big Dummy. Nothing wrong with that. You're driving.
All right, Debbie, tell me you want a new sex partner or a new car, hometown or job.
Car.
Wow, that was quick.
What are you driving?
2017 Hyundai Tucson.
Okay, what's wrong with that ride?
It's just got too many miles on it. Okay. I commute a lot.
All right.
Okay, that'll do it.
Yes, sir.
All right, Debbie, here is your question. What color is human blood that is not oxygenated? So what color is human blood when it is not oxygenated?
Oh, wow. Purple?
Red.
It's still red.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ouch. Well, that was a trick question. That's not fair.
It wasn't a trick. It's just like, hey, what color is it, man? You know, that's all.
Okay, I'll give you it.
It was just asked by an a-hole. So you're confusing an a-hole asking you a basic question for a normal person asking you a trick question.
Well, you should know that if you give blood.
Yeah, I mean, there's a good sign right there.
Yeah, you see it in the bag.
Yes. All right.
All right, your question. What is the deadliest jellyfish in the world?
Oh.
Mike, you are awesome at charades.
Thank you.
It's all about how you communicate, man.
I have no idea. Is a stingray a jellyfish?
No.
It is not. We're just going to go ahead and spin that.
Is it the man of war?
No. Come on. Look at Mike. Here's his charade.
The vagina fish.
Close. The box jellyfish.
Oh.
That's what he was doing. I was like, right.
All right.
That was his charades to me.
Jesus.
He was expressing. Yeah.
Well, it's really accurate.
He was right. Yeah. Okay. Your question, in what organ would you find the caudal lobe? The liver, the pancreas, the brain, or the heart?
The what?
The caudal lobe. You don't have conversations about the caudal lobe?
Talk about it all the time.
That's what we do. Anyway, what organ would you find it in? The liver, the pancreas, the brain, or the heart?
I'm going to say liver.
Boom!
Got it.
Acting like you nice don't know job. What a caudal lobe is. See
big time alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.